I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Every time I step on the field, I'm proving myself. You know, whether it's a preseason game, a regular season game, practice, a playoff game, I want to go out there and play well. You know, this is just another opportunity to do that. This is a team game. There's no question. But at the same time, do I know that when the quarterback plays good, you got a better chance to win the game? Absolutely. So, I'm always trying to go out there, you know, play as good a football as I possibly can, help our team win.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G with you on a football Friday. We get set for wildcard weekend in the NFL. Coming up 20 minutes from now, Eddie Egros of FanDuel. And more ways to win. He's going to be with us, talk about all these games and angles. We'll have a Calcutta coming up. We'll make our kind of dive into kind of picking each team and going through it at 11:20. And then, end of the show, our lightning bets. We're gonna continue or have a contest throughout the postseason. Our three best bets, sides, props, and we'll kind of tally up all the standings at the end. So I'm excited for that with lightning bets coming up. But, Joe, we just heard from Matthew Stafford there, the quarterback of the Rams. So let's start there, and then we'll circle back to Sunday Night Football, which we haven't hit on yet today. So Monday night, Cardinals at the Rams. The number is at 3.5 right now. The Rams are favored by 3.5, 49.5 on the total. Two teams that it's impossible to trust. Two teams that, when they've been at their best this year, have certainly looked like Super Bowl contenders. I mean, the Rams had that early in the season. So did the Cardinals. They both fell off. Rams came back. I don't know if the Cardinals ever came back. Did the Cardinals ever come back from their downfall? They beat the Cowboys in Dallas a couple weeks ago. But I feel like the Rams did bounce back from their malaise. They won 4 or 5 in a row, even though it wasn't always pretty. Cardinals never felt like they came back to me. They just beat Dallas, and then last week they lost to Seattle at home. Of the two, I trust the Rams more. And I say that knowing I wouldn't trust either of these quarterbacks or teams as far as I could throw them.
I can't agree with you there because
the
Stafford.
You trust the Cardinals?
They won games in spite of Stafford's horrendous play in the last few games. They were winning, but if he continues that, they're not going to last long. No, I don't trust either of them. That's been my handicap all week. I hate them both. They both stink right now. And that Cardinals win that you mentioned over the Cowboys, while it was impressive, they were as touchdown underdogs on the road. There were some drives that really stalled. They were better, not as many penalties, solid on. You go to Dallas and you give up only 22 points. That's why I still have concerns about that Dallas offense. But I don't think either of them completely broke out of it. I mean, keep this in mind, and it's a good point by Ed Fang. In the middle of the year, when we're doing our weekly power rankings, I don't think any of us did, but you could have made a case, and I'm sure some of the national sites did, that the Cardinals were number one, and the Rams were number two in the NFL. And now there are a couple of teams that – I mean, Cardinals 7-0. The Rams were 7-1. Did they break out of it going 5-4 since the 7-1 start, the Rams? I don't think so. The Cardinals were 4-5 over that same stretch.
Well, the Cardinals are also 2-5 over their last 7.
Yeah. No, I mean, I hate them equally.
I looked at the Cardinals' schedule this morning, and two things stood out. So that game against the Cowboys, they got a couple breaks. They won, and they earned their win. They won 25-22. So if that game flips the other way, Cowboys win that game by a field goal, we are talking about a Cardinals team that is heading into the playoffs on a 5-game losing streak, and their only win in 2 months is against the Bears.
That's brutal.
I know.
Should get fired for that one.
They've been brutal.
Again, a Kingsbury team fading. But this is, boy, you want to talk about the parallels here? McVay's teams have been fading. Ever since he made the Super Bowl, the second half of the year, it is not the same team compared to the first half. All of the offensive numbers from the genius just seem to take a complete nosedive. I can't wait to see which Stafford we get. Which one are we going to get here? Because there were people early in the season that were trying to make a case that he belongs in the MVP conversation. We know that's not reality. But and then at the end, he was just so terrible for them. He put them in some bad, bad spots. The news yesterday with J.J. Watt, when the team is willing to share, very limited. Doesn't that sound like he's not playing?
Not ready yet. Yep.
Yeah.
It sounds like next week, if they get through, maybe next week.
That's what I thought. And so how is McVay going to handle this? Is his ego going to be in the way that Stafford is so much better than Goff? And I've heard some make the case that maybe he's not that much better than what we saw out of Goff. But is his ego going to be there and say, no, I made the right call. This was a massive upgrade. It is Stafford time. While he's played some poor football going into the postseason, does he stick more pass heavy? Or a guy with fresh legs like Cam Akers coming off the injury, does he begin to go more run heavy in this spot? Let's just get out of here with a divisional win in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a great question. You know what's interesting about expectation and how we kind of parse that versus reality? I mean, Stafford did struggle at the end, and it's hard to trust Matthew Stafford. He's never won a playoff game in his career. But you look at his numbers.
It's a long career.
I know. I mean, he did have 67% completion. He threw 41 touchdowns, and he had 102.9 passer rating. Like, he did do some good things. And if I were to answer the question or kind of what you were throwing out, he's certainly better than the current version of Jared Goff. He's certainly better than the version of Jared Goff that won a playoff game last year and lost the second round. But the question I have is he two first-round picks better than the Goff that once existed?
Nope.
I don't think he is, the one that went to the Super Bowl. Now, he's maybe a little bit better than that guy, but that's really what this all comes down to. Are they going to win playoff games with Matthew Stafford? That's why you trade for him. They could have won 10 games the regular season with Jared Goff on that team. That wasn't the issue. It was winning playoff games. I think it's interesting to watch Kyler in his first playoff game. He's healthy, which is fun, and that makes this game exciting. I do wonder about him. I've been saying all week, I don't wonder about Joe Burrow. I know he's a rookie. I think he'll be fine. I have been down on Kyler Murray and the way he like just reacts to bad stuff for a long time. Can you see him? Down
body language. I want to hear a young Joe G in Jay Cutler's prime.
Oh, I was ripping him all the time. That guy was pouting and crying in bad situations. Can you imagine down four, a minute to go, Kyler Murray gets sacked, gets up, and finishes a drive and scores a touchdown? I can't see. I need to see it to believe it.
On Aaron Donald and Ramsey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Yeah. I don't see it. And we just saw 3 weeks ago. I feel like I'm leaning towards the Rams.
Ooh.
I wish it was three, but
I don't think we'll get there, but it has been bouncing between 4 and 3.5, which is interesting. And it's a higher total game. Do you think we're going to see a high scoring game? Elements, obviously, not a factor here.
I do. I hope we get a shootout to end the weekend. That'd be fun. Cause I don't think Dallas 49ers certainly can have a lot of points. I don't think we're getting a lot of points in the other four games. Raiders, Bengals, I'd be surprised if both teams are in the upper 20s. We Patriots, Bills, we both think that's a lower scoring game. The weather could impact Philadelphia, Tampa, and the style of the Eagles lends itself to lower scoring. Pittsburgh, Kansas City, which we'll touch on in a second here, please. I mean, one team's not going to come to the party. So this is our best chance at like a real playoff shootout.
We'll have a full breakdown on Monday with this one and tons of player props, because that's probably the way that I'll be betting it, more so than the side and or total.
It is interesting as we transition to Sunday night game that we're going to come in here Monday. And like usually on a Monday, we're set for the divisional round. We won't be. Like, we'll still have a game. That's kind of cool.
Will the other NFC matchup be set? Or is it going to be up in the air depending on the winner?
I think they did it this way because this is 4-5, right? 4-5 is not independent. Like, as long as you know who won 7 or 2, right?
That's set.
When the Eagles-Bucks game is over, we'll know where this team goes in their next round. Okay, Sunday Night Football, Steelers and the Chiefs. The number has been sitting at 12.5. Chiefs are the favorite, 46.5 the total. If you're like our buddy Joe Gallant and you want to sprinkle something on the Steelers, 5-1 on the Steelers.
No.
Plus 500 in a playoff game. You know, I mean, that's rare.
No,
I'm not doing it either.
Anything can happen. No. Do you think Andy Reid bet it? Playing like a one seed.
If he really believes that,
then they're better than the Chiefs. The Chiefs had two here.
And he took the Steelers plus 12.5. He knows.
No, man. No, this is going to be gross. We just saw this game, and that was without Kelsey and very little Tyreek Hill.
Right.
Now, there have been lulls in the season for the Chiefs offensively. Can we see that? And can that, you know, help Pittsburgh just hang around a little bit? And when I say hang around, I'm talking 10 points because that's covering the point spread. And I think this is going to climb throughout the week. We'll get to 13. I don't know if we'll get to 14. We might, though, by the time we get to Sunday night.
We could. It wouldn't shock me. I mean, I can't imagine a lot of money's going to come in on the other side. I mean, I know it's a big number, but
Pittsburgh's getting support right now, which is mind-blowing to me. That's why it's not budging off 12.5.
So I saw this morning. I went back and looked. Like, I was trying to figure out how many times I've seen this matchup. How many times has Mahomes gone against Mike Tomlin? That's interesting. You know, the defensive mind for the Steelers, Mahomes and Reed, the great offensive side. So they faced each other twice. This year was one of them. I can't remember what year the other one was. But in the Patrick Mahomes career, he's faced the Steelers twice. Two games, Joe. 80% completion, 9 touchdowns, 0 picks. So whatever Tomlin's drawing up, it's not working.
KC minus 7, KC minus 12.5. You with me?
Yes. I already put the minus 7 in. That's it. We're good there.
Yep. I agree. 100%. I don't think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to go either, and they should not need him.
No. I would be wary of props in this game for the Chiefs side. They've had some guys that are banged up. You know, Hill's got the heel. Kelsey has been, you know, banged up. He's older now. Couldn't you see Andy Reid thinking big picture here? If they're up in the second half, what's the point of running the score up?
I'm wondering if we should take a look at Pringle. I know the other guys are going to be back on the field, but he did score two touchdowns against Pittsburgh just a few weeks ago.
Plus 230.
All right, I'm going to think about that. I wonder what the snap percentage is going to be for him. That's the big concern.
Right, how many times is he going to be out there? Yeah. Plus 360 on a Kansas City defensive touchdown, by the way.
Oh. Ooh.
Big Ben getting hit.
Can you see, are we going to feel sorry for him? Is that what's going to happen?
Like Dan Marino.
Same. I will not.
This feels like Jaguars, Dolphins, 1999. Marino loses 62-7, and that's the end for him.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it could get really ugly. All right, coming up on the other side, we're going to have our buddy Ed Egros from FanDuel join us. Very interested to see what he thinks about the six games this weekend. The dogs, is it too much love for the dogs? How about those favorites? We'll talk to Ed Egros of FanDuel coming up on the other side. This is BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook, right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.